Being a teenager can be hard. On some days, you're confused. On other days, you're trying not to get drowned in your own realities. On Diary of Teen Podcast, we discuss different realities of different teenagers through different seasons of life. It helps them feel heard, and it also allows others to see the world through their lens. Welcome to the Diary of Teen Podcast.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Yes, it's been a very, very long time since you have heard from Diary of Teen Podcast. And I must apologize, right? But very, very grateful. I'm glad we're back. I'm very grateful that we are back. And on this episode, we are going to be talking about responsibility. And I know responsibility is oftentimes attributed to adulthood, you know, where you have people take care of dependents, pay bills, grow a career, run or keep a home, build networks, amongst many other things. And, you know, one mistake teenagers make is to always wait till they hit that adulthood stage before positioning themselves for responsibility, quote unquote. I mean, not always knowing that there are levels to responsibility, and this kind of conversation is always important so that teenagers do not live in so much unawareness, where they are not aware of, you know, how to align themselves. And in that process, or living in that way, you know, they get to make a lot of mistakes that probably takes years to recover from, or where they fail to position themselves for opportunities when they come. And so today, through the lens of my guest, who would introduce herself, we're going to be discussing what responsibility means to a teenager. What aspects of a teen's life should they begin to take responsibility for, and to what level? So let's get into it. And I will, the next person's voice you're going to hear is going to be that of my guest. So hi.
Hello.
Hello. Please introduce yourself to us.
My name is Shularin Temiloluwa.
Good to meet you, Temi. And thank you for agreeing to be here with us today.
It's a pleasure.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, so I'd just like to hear from you. What's responsibility to you?
Responsibility, it's like a state of being answerable. I mean, when I hear the word responsibility, anything that comes to my mind is just duty.
Okay.
It's a state of being answerable to something or accountable for something in your reach, in one's reach. Okay. My responsibility as a student, because I am a student of the University of Lagos, my responsibility is to go to school, finish well with a very good result, stay away from vices that are going to bring a lot of
trouble
to my name, to my reputation. I mean, that's my goal. I mean, I want to start working before I graduate.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's
and that's possible. Yeah. Okay, so I mean, I like that you have stated your responsibility as a teenager who is a student at the moment. But what areas of, you know, a teen's life should they start getting responsible for at this stage?
But I would say friendship, like relationship, and the people you keep around you. They affect the other aspect, the financial aspect. You're friends with a lavish spender, you spend a lot, you go out for parties. I mean, that's going to affect you too, and that's really not how a responsible teenager should
be. Okay, I think we should take it layer by layer. Maybe we should start from personal development. In terms of personal development as a teenager, should that really be something of concern to you in terms of how you develop yourself, how you grow?
Yes, that should. I mean, for example, if you're a blunt person, like a person that talks anyhow, and then a lot of people have called your attention that, okay, this is what's actually going on. Sometimes you need to, and sometimes it's always too harsh, the way you talk and everything. You can actually sit down and like think of ways you can actually say things like better,
in a better way.
In a better way. That's actually like you're improving yourself.
Yes.
You're trying to like be aware, be conscious of what you're saying.
That's important.
That's actually important. I would say, well, that worked for me though.
Okay.
I am speaking from
personal experience.
Yes, exactly.
And I mean, what you just talked about, character. That's an aspect of character. And character really is what would keep you anywhere. Right, even getting into adulthood where you now begin to talk about competence, character would really keep you in a place when your competence might probably open the door for you, maybe connections. Character is really what would keep you there and help you grow. And seeing or becoming self-aware through a feedback it's a form of responsibility that you own yourself as a teenager to say, oh, a lot of people have told me this. Maybe I should actually think of better ways to say this. And it could not even probably be in terms of how you communicate. It could be anger management. It could be many other things. It could even be modesty, because I mean, in this era, right? So it could be many, many, many things. And having to sit back and reflect to make changes is one area where, you know, people should be responsible for themselves as a teenager. Okay, let's talk about academics. I know you had earlier touched on academics, but how, you know, because some people, okay, let me give a scenario. I want to be a lawyer, but my parents want me to be a doctor. Am I responsible for whatever the outcome is studying medicine? Because my parents want me to be a doctor. Am I responsible for whatever they are? I'm just here because, oh, I'm here on my parents' terms, not on my terms. Does it really matter what I come up with?
In life, you can always branch to like other aspects, just and study the law and you can go back and do what you want to do. I mean,
you can study medicine and then go back and do what you
okay,
want to
it's
do.
Medicine, yes, medicine. You want to study.
Yes.
Your parents want you to do law.
Mm-hmm.
You can do anyone first. Anyone you choose to do first. Just drop the certificate for them and then go back.
All right.
Do whatever you please.
So that's also to say that I said that scenario so that, you know, in times where things don't even go our way, right? Because we have people we are answerable to as teenagers, we have guardians, we have parents, we still have the responsibility to do right by them, to ensure that we see it through, to ensure that we come out with the best that we can, right? That's why I created the scenario. Will there be any sort of other advice that you would like? Because I you know, when you're introducing yourself, you had mentioned, and when we're opening the conversation, you had mentioned that as a student, your focus is to get good grades and all of that. Will there be any sort of tips you can give us, you know, to be responsible academic? What's that? Is it academians or what? I don't even know what it is. To be responsible teenagers, I mean, who are students. Any other tips you'd like to share with us?
You should know yourself.
Yeah.
For example, I am a slow learner, so I don't wait till it's 2 weeks to exam. So I'll start flipping through my notes, reading slides, downloading slides, putting a lot of pressure on my head. So I, at least if it's one page a day, because I learn slowly, so I have to make sure I take my time. But once I grab it, I'll be good to go.
Yeah.
But I just feel like you should know yourself.
Self-awareness.
You should be aware. If you're a person, if you're effective at night, if you read properly at night, then you can put your study to night readings and all of that. But if you're a type of person and you like to enjoy your sleep, then you can read in the day. Just good study habit, quiet environment, all those things help to actually boost your academics. Some people read with music. I mean, I don't know, because I don't do it. Doesn't mean it's bad, but I don't know how they do it.
Cause yeah.
Reading,
I agree with
distractions.
You.
I mean, well, you should first of all, the tip here is to know yourself and know what you're capable of doing. Know, okay, this is what I can do. If you're a person that you can't read at the stretch for 5 hours, 6 hours, you don't have to kill yourself there.
You don't have just to do it your pace.
Exactly.
Just make sure you're consistent.
Yeah.
And I think one thing that you were also trying to say, when you give the example of if you're a night person and you know that you read better at night, you should, you know, maximize that. I think it's also time management. Managing your time as a student is, I think, is going to help and go a very long way, so that you don't wear yourself out during the day and you're not able to wake up at night. So I think, yes, time management is also very, very, very important. So we'll move to the next layer, which is spirituality. I mean, we should leave it for when we are 20-30s.
Oh.
Yes.
At least my little sense of spirituality. I would say my bond with God is better than before. Because I really pray when, okay, I have one exam coming up, or I want my mom to get me something. God, please give her money so that she can buy me this thing. And he always comes through, actually. So I'm like, why don't I just do this when he's steady? And because God exists and God is good. I mean,
yeah.
I go to fellowships, Sunday service. I don't miss my
Sunday
service.
Oh, that's good.
I don't miss my Sunday services for anything. And you should work with spiritual friends too. Like,
yes,
that helps. That helps too. Your friends are spiritual. Everything goes smoothly. Not, I want to go to church. Somebody's weighing you down or something.
I like that. I think the friendship part will be juicy. We're going to come to the friendship part of things. But for spirituality, I always would like to encourage that, you know, teenagers get to know God early enough. And it sort of gives you direction. It not even sort of. It gives you direction to life in terms of choosing friend, in terms of making many other decisions. Your spirituality is what you should really leverage on. And it's that window where you sort of have time, as compared to when you're in the adulting phase, where there are much more responsibilities, many things seeking your attention. You have that window to build your relationship with God, right? And also have you know, some sort of knowledge. You know, it's that phase where I hear some teenagers say, oh, I read the Bible cover to cover, or oh, this, I studied Ephesians, and you know, that is the phase where you should really be on. I'm not saying don't be on fire when you're an adult, but it's that phase where you should really maximize that time that you have, particularly where we have freedom, quote unquote, in the university. Is that time where you should build your spirituality well enough? Because I mean, after that teen phase, you're getting into a wilder world that you can even imagine. You're getting into a wilder space that you have ever thought of. The how do I put it? You don't have that sort of protection. I don't know if protection is the right word, but you know, here in school, they can call you every day. Mommy and daddy can call you every day. You have uncles and aunties sending you money. But outside school, you're done with NYSC. My guy, you're by yourself. You would hardly really find people check up on you as much as they used to, right, when you were in the university, or maybe in tertiary institution, or maybe in your teen years. Is that place where it's you and your God, literally. You and your God and your decisions. In fact, the consequences of your decisions might start staring at you shortly, even after your teen years. So I think it's that place. It's that phase of life where you should really also build and be responsible for your spirituality. Okay, so before we get into friendships, I would like to talk about financial. Do you think there's a part, you know, as teenagers, that you have to play in your finances?
I guess. I mean, if your allowance is steady and you're a type of person that you like to spend a lot, you should know that, okay, this allowance, I must not spend it finish. I need to keep some aside, because I will always want to buy something every time. So if I waste it now, I will actually need to buy. I know I'm going to buy something else. So I don't really have much to say on finances.
Yeah.
But it's not all about collecting money all the time, though. You can actually engage in stuff like school stuff that can actually
earn you
money.
Money, yeah.
Like the good ones, though.
It's important to stress on that. The very legal ones. Because you have many opportunities thrown in your face to make money illegally. And I mean,
I can give example, maybe tutorials.
Yes, okay, yeah.
If you're good in a course and you feel like, okay, this course is giving a lot of people headache, you can actually engage in
tutorials.
People.
Yes, that's and I know, I don't know if it's that's the case in many public universities, but I know UNILAG offers this, where you work certain hours, you get paid, is it at the end of the semester, where some people work at the library, some people work at certain places. I know UNILAG has that offer. I don't remember what it's called, but that's also another opportunity where you can grow your finances, you know, even in school. And I want to believe that opportunity exists in public universities as well. So beyond making money, for those who are not interested in making money, at least you have a responsibility to manage, properly utilize what you have access to in terms of finance. Now let's talk about friendships. Because I believe your associations and relationships really, really place a huge factor on your values, your actions as a teenager. Let's talk about friendship. What is a teenager's responsibility in terms of either making friends or building friendships?
I mean, you should know your own vibe, your type of vibe, and vibe with who vibes with you.
Yeah.
If your friends with someone and you're like, ah, this person is not matching my vibe, or I don't think we can, I would just say, just go separate ways. not go separate ways as far. You're not going to say hi when you see each other, but like you just actually sit down and think about
maybe
the
create
fact
boundaries.
That, boundaries, yes. This person is not actually adding anything to my life like that. So, I don't know. You just keep boundaries. Yeah, boundaries.
Yes. So creating boundaries when friendships don't align. Yes. And I also maybe like to define vibes. Vibes means values.
Values.
For maybe older folks that are listening, yes, and you know they are not aware of what vibes might mean. Vibe in this context is values, right? Does this person and I, do our values align? And how friendships and relationships would also, you know, play a big role in terms of how you, you know, lead yourself as a teenager or how you live your life as a teenager. You would mostly find that, you know, when you have teenagers where, or friends where your vibes are not vibing, right? You're having two different opinions about things. I'm not saying you can't disagree with your friends, but I mean, they are worlds apart. There are no intersections. This person is going one way, you're going the other way. There's no way you can sort of meet or sort of agree on things, on what you're talking about when it comes to academics, when you're talking about what your future wants to look like, where you want to be at, how you want to grow. And the way they say evil communication corrupts good manners. And I think that's your cue as a teenager to know that you are very, very responsible for the friendships that you keep. It's very important that you look out for those in your corner, right? It would help you grow, or the other way around, depending on whatever decision that you make, right? And it's also important that you nurture those friendships. That is to say that when there are strains in friendships or relationships, you should find a way to make up, right? If you value that person, if that person is really vibing to your vibe, right, and you are vibing to that person's vibe, you should be able to make up and settle things amicably, not just say, oh, no, I'm not gonna talk to, especially really, I'm not gonna talk to her again.
It's not that deep now.
It's not that deep. Okay. All right, so I don't know if there's any other thing you'd like to talk about in terms of responsibilities.
Okay. I would say for younger teenagers, like,
you know, younger age, teenagers is categorized like maybe 13 to 16.
Yes. Exactly.
Okay. Yeah.
You're still at home.
From another teenager, you're still at home.
You're still at home. So I just feel like your errand, those little errands, yeah, they're actually your responsibility. So I just feel like you should actually enjoy doing them now, because if you enter the university, you're actually going to miss those things because nobody is there to push you to do anything. Like, mommy's not going to be, I hope you have read your books, or I hope you have washed your clothes, or nobody's going to.
That's true.
So mommy is telling you to do those things now because she's helping you to grow so you can actually be a responsible young adult or older teenager. So I just feel like
they are
your responsibility, and other things at home too.
Oh, that's very important. Thank you so much for that, Tammy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just to wrap it up, I think generally, right, your responsibility or your response to things that you should be responsible for as a teenager would help you, you know, lead yourself well as a teenager. Just like you said, mommy's not going to be there. Daddy's not going to be there. You'll be left by yourself to make your decision, to manage your time, to manage what it is that you have, you know, to live your life, right? And so it sort of builds us on how well we lead ourselves. And so for every teenager who just thinks, you know what, I can live life, mommy would always be there, daddy would always be there, I'm so sorry to bust your bubble. It's never ever going to be like that forever. So the earlier you take responsibility for yourself, for your life, the better for you. I want to say thank you so much, Tammy, for your time. Thank you for sharing so generously. Also, thank you so much to you that have listened up until now. I'm really grateful you stayed up until the end. Please do well to catch us up on social media platform at Diary of Teenspot. Thank you, and see you in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode. We hope it resonates with you as a teenager. We would like to hear your thoughts, your observations, and your experiences about today's topic. Reach out to us on our social media platforms at Diary of Teens Pod.
Thank you.